for adults. Why is money mizeh for an adult? For children, why is money mizeh a chulva, the destruction? Why is money mizeh for an adult? Why is money mizeh the person who's living in yeshiva, right? And he's learning, and he's steiging, whatever. But he's learning according to the misgeret of the yeshiva. He can't learn whatever he wants. He can't learn whenever he wants. He's forced to learn what the yeshiva's learning, or the kollel's learning. Comes Baina's manim, yeah? He can now prove who he really is. Now, what do you look like when the yeshiva's not propping you up? Now you start learning what you want to learn. When you want to learn, how you want to learn. Now you become a real Eved Hashem. That's what Baina's manim is there for. Yeah? For a child, Baina's manim is chofesh. It's a holiday. Look, then you just stepped out of reality. Then Baina's manim is a chulva. It's a chulva. You can take 3 months of steiging and whatever, and you can mamash blow it. It's gone. 3 months, you just flushed. Or you can take Baina's manim, you can mamash be either. Obviously, you have to change pace. You have to step back. You have to relax a little bit. Not saying you shouldn't have a little break. Whatever, you know. Start a bit later. Start a bit earlier. Whatever. Change your day. Stop a bit in the afternoon. Whatever works for you. Whatever. But it gets. Where are you? When Yavasa Yaakov is levado, yeah. When Yaakov's alone, that's when the real Messiah is. So during this man, you're not alone. There's a mashgiach telling you get up, there's the Magid Shir's on your head, the chavrusa's on your head, there's always somebody on your head making you function properly, right? So you function, it looks beautiful. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. That's man. What is Baina's manim? Baina's manim is v'yavasa yakud levodu. I'm alone now. Now what do I do? What do I look like? That's the real test. That's the real guidance. You take Baina's manim and you make it into what it's supposed to be, which is my personal expression of my personal avodas Hashem. Not what's written on the daf, but what does my inner world say I need to do now? Then Baina's manim is an enormous aliyah. Enormous aliyah. It's hard for Avreichim to chappas, because Baina's manim for Avreichim, since you've got slightly older children or whatever, is basically you become hefka. You possibly have no life of your own, and you're there to make sure that you know you save the other people in your family's lives.
It's one long,
I need to go for drafts. But I'm just saying, it's harder to understand what I'm saying here, because you have a different task, and you have a different job, and you have a different world or whatever. But I'm saying for a bocha, it's that's what Baina's manim is, and I thought, guys, don't use it properly. It's chaval. Anyway. I'm amazed at how well other people's lives are going. I look at my life and the few people that I know, my close friends or whatever, people have got problems. Like, life's really difficult. Beit Begash with Beit Beruchnia. So you see guys davening, you see guys trying and learning or whatever, but the guys in this yeshiva, everything seems to be going fine. But everybody else has any real problems. They don't come to Musa, they don't come to the Vadim. Things must be going quite smoothly. Like in New York, I told you, the guys in the davening, they don't see anyone with any problems. I've come to David because that's what a from Jew does. But any problems, he has to talk to Hashem, he has to get any help. I don't tell you what he looked like, he had any problems. Now, probably guys have got problems. So how come they don't understand that you solved your problems in David? Didn't look like anybody had any real issues. The guys are in and out there, 25 minutes, Shafri's is gone. You know, Minchas, 3.5-4 minutes, Shmoneh Esrei. This is it. I was quite pleasantly surprised to see that in New York we were doing fine. Life's cool.
Olam HaShaker.
No, but you can't blame Olam HaShaker. You have to stop and think. The person has to stop and just do a quick 3 minute cheshbon. 3 minute cheshbon, that's all. So what am I doing here? This is terrible. The biggest danger of a Jew is mitzvah sanoshim ulumodo, is herdol nasa teva. Guys been davening since he was a kid, yeah? Say, no, he's got a daven. God never miss a minyan. To miss a minyan, you're out of your mind. That's part of his teva. He goes in and he's gone. And he doesn't stop to think, hold on a second, what am I actually doing here? He never asks himself, what is davening? Why am I davening? I'm talking to Hashem. I'm talking to Hashem, so maybe I should be a bit more respectful, maybe I should be a little bit more interested in the dialogue going on here. Why do I need to shout? Must not be Kenyani, right? Well, just stop and ask yourself a few basic, simple questions. But we don't, because that's paro. We're so busy, we haven't got time to think. The minute you stop and think, it becomes poshut. Stop and think. What am I doing here? I understand a guy doesn't come to davening. God doesn't come to davening, him I can understand. I understand the Yetzer Hara gets him. Can't get a guy to go to davening. How do you get a guy to go to davening? Then I understand, God can't get to davening. So then, he can't get up in the morning, he's this, he's that, he gets up, it's boring, tell me a kid comes to me, I can't go to davening, him I can relate to understand. But tell me a guy goes to the Mesiris Nefesh every morning, the guy's there, and he's there, and he's there, and he's there. And he's there. Look, if you're young already, you might as well daven. But my craft is no cheshbon, no thought. So it's another thing you should do in Bein Zmanim, is use the free time to do a bit of thinking. Alright, let's go back to being businessmen. So he said, you're going to go arrive at the university the first day and to register, and he wants to know how much they're going to pay him. He's studying to be an engineer, and he wants to know what his salary is going to be. What are you talking about salary? First, you've got to become an engineer. You just get you arrive here, you sign in, you don't become an engineer, and you start getting the set salary overnight. You've got to invest a bit of time. So we understand the same way. If we're going to run our lives like a business, so then you have to be you have to put a bit of time in. You have to qualify. You have to graduate a little bit before you start seeing the rewards. So he said you have to be ready for chachma bekfius. You've got to pursue chokhmah with a regularity. Don't be embarrassed to be obsessed with your search for chokhmah. B'diuk kamo shekulam nimshochim l'lmoid mimilyonei shegir lo'isha v'isha v'etz v'yosov. The same way as if you want to be a millionaire, you're going to attach yourself to the millionaire and you learn his ways. So too, try and find someone who's a chokhm, who's a millionaire in chokhm, and go learn from him. Go attach yourself to him. And that's what it said. The Chazal said that Shimush is Godel Milamodot. The Mishamish the Chochem, being him around him, speaking to him, discussing with him, learn from him his ways, is more powerful sometimes than just sitting in Yishir. Not saying you shouldn't go to Yishir as well, but Shimush, being Mishamish, whatever that means, is that's the Sugya. Yeah? You can go to these, they have these conferences, these seminars, you know, where they get the most successful guy. He gives a talk on, you know, what his secrets of success are, yeah? His secrets of success are, there's a bunch of mugs out there who want to know how to be successful. So he charges $1,000 for a conference, 50 guys come, he makes $50,000 in one morning, telling you everything you could basically work out yourself. That's his chokhmah, that's how he made his panasa. With how to get rich seminars. How do you become rich? You know, a bunch of mugs like you paid me to tell you how to get rich. That's how I became rich, you know. So buddy, you can go to the seminars, you can hear what the guy says, and you can apply what he says in your life. It's very, very good. But there's nothing like going and working in the guy's office with him. Right? The guy's the CEO of a big bank, he's a big millionaire, he's one of these rags to riches success stories. The guy says, yeah, you come live with me, come work for me for 3 years, I'll show you around, I'll teach you the inner workings of my business. You understand? There's a different quality of learning from him. Right. Okay. Kishabosu Kamarabe, we saw that. No, let's go from there. Your boss Chamad Abay at Tamakshiv. When your boss speaks, you listen, right? Yesh leiv, sim leiv, kama tasevel almanas litkadem bekiriyah shelcha. It's okay. You would be prepared to mitkadem in your career. How much you're going to take? How much abuse you're going to take from your boss in order to climb that corporate ladder? Yeah. Zeu masa aruch al hapiska. We translated this, say, Aaron, this is the long journey to the peak, to the top of Mount Everest, yeah? Im ha-ma'asik do'ish mimcha le-batzeh mishim elona'im, you get asked to do something that's not exactly pleasant or whatever, your boss asks you to do something pleasant, you do it. Mishum sa-schal va-kidum t'lo'imbo. It's worth it. Because putting up with this abuse is what's going to get you to mitkadem in the business. Eventually you'll be the boss and you'll abuse guys under you. But right now, you want to make it in this business, so you've got to put up with there's a bit of that discomfort that you put up with. As in the same way, you have to conduct yourself in your pursuit for a higher level of Torah and Yerushalayim. Al tisteh me'aderech bishvil hanos me'ayiv yos. Don't get distracted from the path because of momentary pleasure. Hayamucha lashkia targo zman vahakrova atzmis. Be prepared to invest herigal, habit, doing a dream, going over and over and over, time and shechting yourself. Requires mesiras nefesh. When you find somebody knows what he's doing, somebody you see has done it, so then pursue after him, go after him, and then find out how he does it. Chiloni once asked Rebecca, he said to him, after all your parents went through the Holocaust and all you know and all the Jewish people suffer, whatever, how do you still live like a full Jew? So Rebecca said, it's a great question, I don't know, but stick around, come and watch me, maybe you'll find out. Right, you see that I'm still living like a frum Jew, right? So come hang around with me a couple of months and see, maybe you'll find out how to do. A very powerful territory. Find somebody who's an honor model, a guy sits with a smodder and whatever, you know, Gershon, how does he do it? Come and bain his money. You should come and bain his money every day, just like at the worst possible time where no one's learning, whatever. Go to base midrash, yeah? Lights are off, whatever, in his corner. How do you do that? He probably wouldn't know, he wouldn't know to tell you how. I mean, I don't know. Around, maybe you'll find out. You want to be a masmid? How do you become a masmid? Sit and learn. Yeah, I tried that. I mean, that I'm not. I'll get myself. You see somebody's actually doing it? So stick around. Watch them. Sit and learn. I'll see them with you. I don't know. Find a way to do it. He won't be able to tell you how he does it. Go ask him. What's your secret to a smarter? What are you talking about? What's about he's a novice that he doesn't realize he's a masmid? That's something else. He doesn't know. That's what he does. You go sit around with a couple of months and then hang around with him, walk around and then follow him around and see how he does. Nanech sheyesh lecha lekuach lo simpativ. Haim ata zorok oto miachanut shelcha? Let's say you've got a client who's not the most easiest guy to get on with, right? You all know you've got to put up, you get some clients. Unfortunately, they're torturous to deal with him, yeah? But he sends his check at the end of the month, so you put up with him. You don't say, you don't kick him out the office. Lo, if mishu tzarich lazor lecha, litpanev, hu lo chayv liyoyis hanefesh hachavir viyoyis habayido. If this guy that's going to finesse you, yeah, he doesn't have to be the sweetest, nicest guy in town. Im asra hugen, he's still there kva, im kol dover, vim kol kushi. If it's worth it, if the bucks, if the profit's worth it, you put up with any amount of nonsense from the client, right? Some of your best clients are usually the biggest nudnikim. But why do you put up with him? Because he pays. That's what pays your salary. So you put up with him. That's part of the price you pay. But then if you have a chavrusa, shekashe lecha listademo. You got a chavrusa. That's not so easy to get on with your chavrusa, right? Hayred ma'atzmecha tina ishis. Tishkach im ata oiv oto olo. Just come down a little bit. Just get off your high horse. Doesn't matter whether you love him or not. מה שחשוב הוא איך אפשר לנסף את מערכת היחוסים ביניכם כך שתוכל לראות את זה מזה ולהכיחים. Work out between the two of you how you can mistadeh with your differences and you can learn together and you can both become chachomim. Once also Becker, when can you separate? When did I mention this here? When can you tell chavrusas, when can you advise a chavrusa to split? He said, when they're getting on well and everything's going fine and they still want to split, then they can split. If they're not getting on with each other, then you can't split. There's no reason why two Jews can't get on with each other over at Daf Gemara. So you're going to get them to Mr. Day. If they're Mr. Day, they still all want to learn together. So go Mr. Day. Guys don't like this one, by the way. Practically, I don't know how much good advice it is. Tried with a few chavrusas, it never worked because guys aren't prepared to. They're not prepared to solve it. They're not prepared to put up with this client in order to get their check at the end of the month. They'd rather go bankrupt. That's what happens. You go spiritually, you become spiritually bankrupt. Because you won't put up with a difficult client. You tell God, go Mr. Day with your chavrusa, and when you Mr. Day, and you're learning well together, come back to me. Most guys don't. That's usually what guys do, right? Sounds a bit batty, but that's the MS. התעלם מחסרני סוף של השני, turn a blind eye to the guy's lackings, למד להסתדר עם כל סוג אנושים, learn to get on with people, what's the problem? נסע לסייר אלו אפשריות מרחיקויס, לכת יפתוחו בפניך בדרך זו. And if you do, you'll find, what's he saying? Nase l'shayer eilu efshriyot merechikos leches yiftoch v'lecha derech zu. Will open for you this pathway or whatever. Don't know. Musabal ish echad shalachash av this nefesh l'zahav. There was a certain person who had a very deep desire for gold. Bechad mitul eroi chanut malezav. One of his journeys, he saw, what's on? Kufayin chet. And one of his journeys, he saw a shop full of gold. Nichnas prima lakachat zav mikol haboliyat, v'kol zois leine kula, v'yoytza chutza. He went inside and he took as much gold as he could in his hands and he went out. V'ala chanut aziyiku miyat shotrim, k'kshemuvan atzroi saish. They called the cops, and as understood, the cops came and caught this guy. Shaloi said the Pashe Ainyan, Echdelo Oyoim, Vilochot, Anashim Rabim Kokach, Ganav, Tetazav. Had you walked into a shop in broad daylight, in front of everybody standing there watching, and you steal gold, what did you think was going to happen here? Anale Mayish, Anashim, Loraiti Anashim, Komash Riti Hayarakzav. I didn't see any people standing around. All I saw was gold. If a guy's got a tiger for gold, he walks into a shop, it can be full of policemen, doesn't matter, he sees gold, he takes the gold, he walks out, aid me sugar, nachinami. And the roim rak masheman ye notan, we only see what really interests us. Hayinochus li roi drak mashi kademotcha. Person should train himself to only see what helps him advance. Don't take your eye off the ball. Don't, for one second, forget the goal. In order to gain from the investment you've made for your spiritual and physical health, keep your eye on the ball. Guys are interested in gold. That's what grabs his attention. Yeah, guy's a bit of a music addict or whatever. So the music shop grabs his attention. Yeah. So God's a chokhma addict, so then all that interests him is chokhma. He doesn't see people, he doesn't see distractions. God said he learns. You have to define for yourself what's important, yeah, and what you can fit into your day, and you have to very sweetly and nicely and apologetically say no to everything else. Bottom line. Sun comes up every morning, yeah? Chok v'lo yavo. And it goes down every night. Chok v'lo yavo, yeah? And the seasons come and the world comes and the world's built on a principle of chok v'lo yavo. Yeah, that's what Bechira is there for. Bechira is there to make your life into a chok v'lo yavo. Chok v'lo yavo. Kfiyasitim v'toyas, this is my kfiyasitim v'toyas. Yeah, but the kids are this and this and the wife and whatever. If you were dead, nobody would ask you to put... Adam ki yomas boil. Chok v'lo yavo. You have to build that into your life and into your day. Ha horai, you can't do it, you tell me. In business you can do it, right? Business you can do it. You've got an important business meeting, everyone understands, but you can't do the dishes now because you've got a meeting. So when can you do the dishes? When you have a chavrusa. The pill says, when's the only time you can get a hold of a guy? You phone him, no, Abakon comes to the phone, he's having supper. Right, you find him later in the Abakon Kam Dana is his rest time. So when can you get hold of this guy? Find out when he has a chavrusa. It's the only time that the guy comes to the phone, he's in the middle of his chavrusa. Then you can get hold of the guy. In business, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that in business. Non is strategy. What's a strategy?
Strategic planning.
Strategic planning. A strigigiti, whatever you want.
Thank you.
Sounds like an Italian restaurant. Eisek Matzliach. Mafteach tochniyot letovach aruch veletovach katzer. A successful business has short-term plans and long-term plans. Baal ha'esek lo kamim yom echad v'imrim, bo niftach mifal b'sin. God doesn't want to come on and say, okay, we're opening a factory in China today. Shemishu yisa v'yitchil livnot binyan. So someone's going to get up and start building a building? Lo. Techil ha'y mashkim kama chodashim bebedikas v'chakirois. First they go and they check and they learn. Ma'echen megim choymrei agalim. Where are we going to get the raw materials from? And where are we going to get this? And da da da. Ma'u ashuk ha'chofshi. What does the market look like? Is there business for this? What are the taxes? What are the import duties? Ba 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 ba. You spend a lot of time getting all your facts, right? Ma'in aliyos hamas ve'atzir. You know, finally exactly what the whole story is, yeah? Chayim toiv mutzlochim dorishim technon toiv. A functional good life requires planning. If you don't know what your goal is, you're never going to get there. You might fall into it by mistake, but I've never heard anybody that that happened to. Not in the Olam Aruchni. If you don't know where you're going, you've got to have a plan. Short-term planning, which is what most of us are busy with, yeah, on a day-to-day basis, trying to be in the moment, trying to live in the moment as a functional, full-fledged year. At least know what you're going to do tomorrow. How do you want to wake up tomorrow morning? What time do you want to wake up? What matzav ruach do you want to wake up? Yeah. What are you going to do in the afternoon? What do you want to learn tomorrow? What do you want to achieve tomorrow? Just tomorrow. What is your day going to look like tomorrow? It's a very Jewish thing, that, by the way. That's why the Jewish day starts at night. You know what? By the goyim, the day starts and then the night finishes. Why? Because the night is a recuperation from the day that's just gone. For a Jew, the night time is not a time to recuperate from the day that's just gone. The night time is the beginning of the next day. It's to prepare for the next day. You prepare by resting, restoring your soul, by sleeping. Yeah? But also you have to plan. Well, how am I going to live the rest of this day? When I wake up tomorrow, how am I going to wake up? Where are my shoes? Where are my keys? Is everything next to my bed that I need tomorrow morning? And on the long term, l'anashim matzlichim yesh tochnit l'shana achat v'tochnit l'chemesh shanim. My dear, it's a thing on manas k'shetitboinan l'achu v'ot chemesh shanim. Listen, I've got to tell you, I have a hard time with this. I've told a lot of the guys, people ask me, goals, whatever. I never heard my rabbi speaking about long-term goals, long-term plans. The Wasserman Zatzal said that thinking more than 6 months in advance is a shtickle, a bit optimistic. Life changes, life goes, whatever. But a person should have some overall direction of where he's headed, right? Because what's my five-year plan? Five-year plan, are you out of your mind? I could have made a one-year plan for this year. That I don't know everything that was going to happen this year. That I would have had to respond to change my life, to change my schedules, whatever. Who knows what's going to happen? You have a five-year plan? No, you don't have to have a five-year plan, but you have to have a general direction where you're going. This person's going from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. Yeah, he knows eventually he wants to get to Tel Aviv. Getting to Tel Aviv is not the goal right now. The goal right now is just being in this moment. You have to have a rough idea of where you're headed. On the journey from real to ideal, you have to have an idea of what the ideal is. You have to have some idea how long it's going to take you. Like Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, at least. At least a Jew on Rosh Hashanah, Elul, should have some plans what the year is going to look like. What does he want to achieve this year? What does he want to achieve over five Rosh Hashanahs? I'm not arguing with the Sefer. I just never heard that from a rabbi. I don't know what to talk about. I don't know what to tell you. You got a plan to finish Shas. The guy's in a Daf Yomi plan. He wants to finish Shas, whatever. Let are you. The 7.5-year goal. Okay, but to acquire that 7.5-year goal, he first has to decide today that he's going to learn the Daf today. Yeah, having a 7-year goal is a direction finder. It's a goal. I'm headed. It's a direction I'm headed towards. I'm headed towards the Sima Shastri Madison Square Garden. So I'm kind of aiming for. Fine, good, understand. But if you don't have a daily plan of how you're going to do that, you're not going to get there, because to get to that 5-year plan is made up of one day at a time. The Ikar Avod is the one day at a time. That's how you get there. You don't get there by leaping. One day, tomorrow morning, how am I going to squeeze in my Daf Yomi tomorrow? No, leave it to chance. When I get home, eventually I'll... No. It's got to be built into your Seder. It's got to be scheduled in. It's got to be prioritized. It's got to be set aside. That's what I'm doing. Sim lev ala nekudot hachushuvot lecha be'emes. This is a very important yesod. What's really important? And don't judge important by urgent. Most urgent things are not important. I'm telling you, have a look, you'll see. I've got a big cheshbon that I've been doing it for the last few weeks. It's pointed out to me, this chiluk between urgent and important. I spend my life doing urgent things, and very few of them are important. And all the important things that are not urgent get neglected. What's really important to you? What really matters? Ma tachlis. What's the purpose? Cheshbon bank. What's more important to you? $1 million in the bank? Yeah? Or a good healthy relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Or a good healthy relationship with your children? Or a good healthy relationship, or whatever else that's important to you? What's really, really important? Now, the bank manager is urgent. Getting to deal with the bank manager, I'm not saying you don't have to deal with the bank manager. It's usually very urgent. Yeah? But it's very, very rarely as important as the other things you're neglecting in order to deal with a bank manager. So to just say this question, what's important, what's not? Get those big rocks in first, huh? You know the mice with the big rocks. Yeah? Get the big rocks in first.